Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat. This week's topic is about Married at First Sight. If you watch the show or you have no idea what I'm going to be talking about, stay tuned because it is a hot mess. So this week's episode has definitely had me in my feelings. I was going to post last week, but life happened. And this week, I just decided that enough is enough. Like, I'm just going to post this. So for those of you who have not watched Married at First Sight, or you don't know what the program is at all, it's a reality based TV program where it brings singles together and experts match them up in terms of compatibility and they get married at first sight. It takes arranged marriage to a completely different level, and it's entertaining, right? If it wasn't, we wouldn't be watching it, and I wouldn't be making this review. However, there's a very problematic couple this season on there, and they are Chris and Paige. And the reason why I say that they're problematic is because Paige, bless her, who is a Christian, is so wanting to be a wife that despite the red flags that are billowing at her, okay, she is determined to make a really bad situation work. And I'll unpack that later, but that just gives you a brief introduction to Paige. Now we have Chris. Chris is her husband, and he is the equivalent of a man child. He is immature. He is disgusting. He is self-absorbed. He is arrogant. He is, oh my God, he's just, I don't even know what other adjectives to describe him. He's just a waste man. He's trash. I don't like calling people that, but he exudes a lot of characteristics that aren't redeemable. Let's just say this. And on top of that, he's not even that attractive. So that's what blows me. Non-attractive people really gassing themselves up as if they're God's gift to the man. God's gift to the man. God's gift to women. Oh my God. Sorry, guys. Yeah, but he's nothing to write home about. Honestly, there's nothing about him that's appealing. And when I first saw his intro, I was like, please do not choose him. Please do not choose him. Please do not choose him. Because there was nothing of substance. He was very much into himself. He was very much into looks. He talked about sex all the time. And on top of that, he is supposed to be a Christian. Now, listen, I'm a Christian, okay? I haven't done everything by the books. I'm not here to judge. I don't want to be judged. But if you are saying you're something, and especially if you're going on national TV saying one thing, please let your behaviors, at least if you're pretending, let that come through. He can't even fake it. He couldn't even fake being a Christian. And he was talking about that. Oh my God. So here we have somebody who says on paper that he's a Christian. And in reality, he's nothing close to that. And you have a woman who he has been paired with who believes in the Bible. She acts in that way so far. And I'm just like unequally yoked. They're not yoked. Now on paper, I don't even know how he even got through to the experts. They're supposed to be doing extensive research. That is questionable because at the end of the day, you know, they need to pitch a show. And drama sells. Nobody's gonna, as much as wholesome TV is out there, you hardly find wholesome reality TV shows. It's always steeped in drama and fighting and backbiting and gossiping and so forth. So I'm not surprised at their choice. I just wish that they thought we were a lot smarter and stopped saying that, you know, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know he was like that. That's a lie. You did. And you knew that he was good TV, which he is. But you also have to understand that these are real people's lives. Real people are getting affected by this. And it's triggering to some people. I mean, I found some of the stuff that he was doing just disgusting. I felt bad for Paige. Anyways, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So, God, I'm getting so amped up because this is ridiculous. This show is, oh my God, he just bothers my spirit. He bothers it so much. Anyways, so we are now, or hopefully you have an understanding of who Chris and Paige is, right? Okay. So on the wedding day, which is the day that the couples meet each other for the first time, he's already talking about attraction. He hopes his wife is beautiful. He hopes everything is okay. And the way that editing and production team have put this up together, we already know in our hearts of hearts, he's not going to find Paige attractive. He says that he's attracted to, you know, the trophy wives, the very beautiful women. You know, once he had hit a particular point in his life financially, you know, it opened him up to worlds of women that he never used to have. And this is all telling me that there's a look. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what that look is, but let's just read between the lines. Now, Paige is a dark-skinned black woman. Her body is banging. She's thick in the right places. She has the curves. Yeah, she's great. Facially, I'm going to be honest with you. She's cute. She's not strikingly beautiful. There's another dark-skinned black girl on there called Brianna. I believe she's absolutely gorgeous. But as I said, it's a features thing. It's not a color thing, okay? And this is coming from a dark-skinned black woman. I don't think feature-wise she's that pretty, but she's not ugly either, okay? So, but I think for Chris, facially, he wants a 9, a 10, even though his face is a dark... Let me stop. He's not that attractive. But every man wants, you know, the best, you know? So I just think facially they're not equally matched. But yeah, that's just my opinion. But I just knew off of what he was saying and how she looked, I knew she was not going to be his type. I just knew it. And he confirmed it. He was like, oh, damn. Can you imagine you walking down the aisle in your dress, your hair's done, your makeup is done, you feel beautiful, you're nervous, you're excited, and the person that you see across the room is thinking, what the f- is going on? He's disappointed. He's not attracted. He is... Instantly, I knew that they did this girl a massive disservice. Anyway, in the spirit. Anyway, she walks down the aisle and they're reading their vows to each other, which is already awkward enough. And she's looking into his eyes. She's, you know, been really thoughtful in what she's saying. And it's now his turn. And what he's written is nice. It seems as if he's written it in a way to get a positive reaction from everyone in that room. But interestingly enough, he never makes eye contact with her. Ever. And yes, there's a little bit of awkwardness, but you can't be too awkward to not look the person you are committing yourself to, even though they're a stranger, I mean, you knew what you signed up for, you can't even give them the decency to look at them. Rah, nah. That to me, ding, 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 red flags, right? Okay. So as, you know, they said their vows and, you know, they're moving on to the reception. The first thing that, you know, so obviously they split up and, you know, they're going to their friends and family thinking, you know, what do you think? Everyone's excited. Everyone's, you know, giving their own feedback. And his family instantly goes to, did you see her body? On your wedding day, your close males and father is sexualizing your wife as if she's just some girl from the street. But you know what? In actuality, if I just deep it, think it, she is some girl off the street because she don't know, you know, he doesn't know her. But at the same time, that is not your wife. There should be a level of regard in terms of how you talk about her. In every episode, not every episode, but every season I've saw of this, people would say, oh, you know, she's really nice, or she seems really friendly, or, you know, she's beautiful, if that was the case, but never her body is banged. Like, I already knew that this was just heading in a wrong direction. And as the night progressed, it just kept getting worse and worse. And we find out that he had an ex-fiance that he had just broken up with 3 months prior to this, that he just covered up his tattoos or a tattoo that he had of his ex 7 days prior to getting married. And I'm just sat here thinking to myself, this whole conversation, he's talking about the ex with her. Oh, this is what my ex did. Ex this, is that. To the point where she had to ask him, are you over her? I'm just thinking, this man had just left his ex-fiance. We don't know how long they've been together. And 3 months ago, and now he is ready and he's in the right mind space and head space and heart space to get married to a stranger? Oh. Yo, some people woke up and really chose violence. Some people woke up in the morning and chose violence. Because that's what this man did. He woke up and chose violence. It gets worse, people. It gets worse. So he goes and meets her bridesmaids and her friends, and he basically tells them that she's not his type. He doesn't necessarily find her attractive. She's not a trophy wife. And the friends tell her that they think he's okay. Now, I don't think they did their friend a great service by saying that. I would have said to her what he said. I would have taken out anything, my input. I would have just told her the truth and leave it at that. But sometimes, you know, some people know their friends better than, you know, the rest of us. Some people aren't set to listen to the truth. I've had a friend or someone who I thought was a friend, and I told her the truth about her man, and even though it was the truth, she chose him at the end of the day, and that ended that friendship right there. So, yeah, so some, you know what, just thinking about it now, yeah, I see why they didn't say anything, but I think in a situation like this, if I could prevent my friend from something drastically damaging her, I would. Now, now it just depends on how close we are as friends. If this is just a fly-by-day friend, probably not. But if it's a close friend, end or best friend, yeah, I would definitely say something. But yeah, they didn't say anything to her about his comments, and you know, he continued the night as they were eating. So now start asking his new wife inappropriate questions about sex, whether she was on contraception, her views on sex, and other sexually related topics. And I just thought, this guy just wants to beat. He just wants to smash. He's not interested. He just wants to have sex. And it got confirmed the next episode, where we see them getting up in the morning, and he says that he's going to get breakfast. Like most couples that night, you know, the morning after, they go get breakfast. We found out that Paige and Chris did consummate their marriage, not only once, but twice. And we find that out because Chris doesn't come back for breakfast. 2-3 hours later, he comes back. He is flustered. He's in tears. He looks scared, shitless. And we realize that he had a panic attack, so he says. And this panic attack was brought on, quote unquote, because he realized that he was not attracted to his fiance. He didn't realize that last night before the sex or the morning after the sex. No. He didn't confirm that until the sex. Twice, I may add. He probably did that for just good measure. So, obviously, Paige is absolutely devastated, as any woman would, you know. But, ladies, if I did not learn anything from college, I learned, and I had some friends who went through this, and I had some male friends who told me this. Guys will sleep with you, even if they're not attracted to you, as long as it's offered, or as long as they, you know, throw it out there and you bite. So don't think that every guy sleeping with every woman is attracted to her. No, that's not the case. And for poor Paige, she learned that dreadful lesson as a married woman. Can you imagine? Oh, Lord, my spirit. So she's absolutely devastated. He's locked himself in a corner. Poor little him. Just not even taking Paige's feelings into consideration. They're supposed to go meet the families, and he decides not to meet her family. She ends up meeting his family, and she's confused, as naturally one would be. She's upset, as naturally one would be. So she tells the parents that, listen, you know, because they're asking, you know, how has it been? And, you know, it's 24 hours, you're now a wife, how's our son? And she basically tells them, like, he basically told me that he's not attracted to me after we had sex. Now you would think that the family would be absolutely devastated. The dad is like, wow, that's crazy. That's wild. You know, I'm so sorry about that. You know, that's not how I raised my son. And the mom, babying her baby, probably the reason why he's a man child, says, was he drunk? Excuse me, a fellow woman has told you that another man has used her for sex, and you said, is he drunk? And as if that's justifiable. And she has to then say, well, we also had sex this morning. So that drunk excuse can go right out the window. And then that's when she goes, oh, right. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's awful. And so they're there, you know, uplifting her and telling her how beautiful she is and how gorgeous she is and how happy they have her, you know, as a daughter-in-law. And, you know, that makes her feel slightly better. But obviously she's still not happy. So the parents go and they meet their son and they tell him what Paige said. And obviously he's upset. He says that, you know, he thought, you know, he wanted to see if they have a connection. He thought the only way that he could do that was to actually have sex with her. Exactly. Which is absolutely bullshit. And the dad goes, well, yeah, well, you know, at least I raised you to be honest. And just like, oh, okay. You didn't raise him to not, you know, mess with a woman's emotion or use her body that way, Mr. Preacher Man. No? Okay. That's what it said in the Bible? Okay, cool. I just wanted to know. I just need to know which version of the Bible we were, you know, we were reading. And so he goes back to Paige and he's absolutely furious at the fact is that she had disclosed this information to his family. And I just thought, shocker. Okay. So you do not want to take accountability for your actions, and now that someone has shined a light into your piss poor behavior, it's a problem. She's a problem. And I just thought, oh, how convenient is this? Anyways, he goes in about how she shouldn't have done that, and that's how he was brought up to be, and how he doesn't bring his family into his personal life, and da da da. And listen, if it was outside of this experiment, I would completely agree. There's no reason why, you know, you should go to someone else's family to say that. But this is not normal situations. And she had every right to put your ass on blast. Because she needs to let your family know what you've done to her. You've mistreated her. You've mishandled her. And you need to take accountability. In which they still didn't allow you to take accountability for. And he never apologized. Ladies, let me just tell you this. Paige was too quick to spread her legs to a man that she had no business doing so to. That's number one. And she used the guise of, I'm married now, to do so. Take your time to sleep with a man. Take your time. There's no rush. I'm telling you right now, there's no rush. And even then, you're not even 100% guaranteed. Okay? Not even in marriage. Ugh, and that's a different story. But just take your time. Because I'm telling you right now, some of the things that can be avoided, you will know early days. You will know. She knew this man less than 24 hours. And she was already busting it wide open twice. Twice. Let this be a warning. Don't do this, ladies. Please don't. Anyways. So. The shit show does not stop here. This week's episode. We find out. This man has a baby on the way. From said ex fiance, who is 6 weeks pregnant. Let's do the math. Let's do the math, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do the math. He left his ex 3 months ago. Okay? 3 months ago. What's that? 12 weeks? She is now 6 weeks pregnant. Within that 3 month period, he saw her. They had relations. Unprotected. And now have created a baby. Okay? So Paige is heavily confused. And so is the ex-fiance. We find out that when he reached out to the ex-fiance, he had to tell her he was married because she had no clue. I think that was the main reason why he was getting into an anxiety attack. Because he found out that she was pregnant. Ladies and gentlemen, not only did he tell her this, but he had to be forced to tell her this. He brought it up in breakfast. This guy has something with breakfast, you know, just spilling bad news first thing in the morning. Like, damn, can we eat first? Gotta do all this on an empty stomach? Oh, gosh. Anyways, he, you know, tells her first thing in the morning that he has something to tell her, but he can't share it with her what it is. If that's the case, why tell me in the first place, right? Okay. Now he wants her to chase him. So obviously she's upset. Production producers, they all know. She's asking them, can you please tell me? Because in this filming game that we're doing here, everyone in the room knows, and I don't. How fucked up is this? So now the producers are telling him, you need to tell your wife what is going on. It needs to come from you. So he takes her to the bathroom, turns on the tap water, and tells her the situation. Oh my God. Are we 8 years old? Are we eight? Are we eight? Is this a problem? Is this a problem? Or am I just doing the most? Just let me know. Anyways, it gets back to the team. And the team, I mean the other couples, of what's happened. And thankfully, one couple really got into his ass. And here he is, playing the victim once again. And Paige is here now selling herself as in she could be a good stepmom. And that is okay. They're in this together. I don't understand what is going through Paige's mind. And I just feel, and okay, one side of me does. She's married. She has made that commitment within herself. And she is going to ride it till the wheels fall off. But honey, this is a situation that is very much cause for divorce. Not only has this man was just engaged 3 months ago, met up with his ex, sometime in between that split, impregnated her, now she's 6 weeks pregnant, and you've only been married to this man for 48 hours. Honey, this is why annulments are for. Now, if you would have did not sleep with him, then it's easier to walk away. Now you've formed a physical and an emotional attachment to someone who didn't even deserve any of that because he hasn't shown you nothing but grace. This is a man who has told you to his face he is not attracted to you and has still decided to sleep with you. Honey, I'm just interested to see how this all pans out. I think the producers, the experts of the show did a massive injustice to Paige. I am absolutely shocked at everything that's gone on so far. We're only 5 episodes in. I'm just shocked. This is wild. And I mean, I've seen Watch Married at First Sight, you know, Australia, the UK, and the various, you know, seasons of the US. And I'm telling you, Australia is wild. Now that one, when it comes to drama of, you know, people cheating on, you know, their new spouses with one another and secret meetups and stuff like that, that's wild in itself. But this takes the cake. It absolutely takes the cake. And the fact that it's supposed to be a Christian couple as well. Oh my God. Flawed, flawed, flawed. Anyways, y'all, I hope the key takeaways here made sense. If you never watched the show before, please do. I would love to get your thoughts on this. And yeah, ladies, let's keep them legs closed. Fellas, if you're like this, please do better. And on that note, I will see you guys next week.